Good morning. Here's some of the news for Monday, September 10th, 2018. We are in the home stretch of the New York State primaries, which are on Thursday. Snafus and questionable campaign literature dominated the Democratic governor's race over the weekend. The second span of the Tappan Zee Bridge, Andrew Cuomo's baby, was to be unveiled, but it needed to be delayed. That's because a piece of the bridge that it was replacing became destabilized as it was being disassembled. This was hours after Andrew Cuomo held a grand opening ceremony for the new bridge span. He said the new bridge shows the world that we're capable of dreaming big and delivering results for the people of this state. Cynthia Nixon, vying for Cuomo's job, suggested that he had opened the new span prematurely to get positive coverage ahead of Thursday's primary election. She said there are real, reasonable questions about whether this bridge span opening was accelerated to aid the governor's campaign. Also, mailers for Andrew Cuomo went out aligning Cynthia Nixon's picture with the words anti-Semitism. The campaign literature said, "With anti-Semitism and bigotry on the rise, we can't take a chance with inexperience, Cynthia Nixon, who won't stand strong for our Jewish communities." The flyer is labeled as having been paid for by the New York State Democratic Committee, but they denounced the mailing Saturday night, and Governor Cuomo, who on Sunday said he had not seen the mailing, said, "I think the mailing was inappropriate. I think it was a mistake," he added. "They better figure out how this happened." Nixon on Sunday tweeted, "The accusation that my family promotes anti-Semitism is deeply offensive. Democrats should be coming together, not engaging in Trump-style tactics." Polls suggest Cuomo has a commanding lead over Nixon, but several recent upset victories by progressive challengers have put incumbents on edge around the country. Meanwhile, the IDC, the Independent Democratic Congress, a small group of renegade Democrats in the New York State Senate who broke away with their party to support Republican control of the chamber, may find that Democrats across the state are not that willing to forgive and forget. Several challengers have mounted aggressive campaigns to unseat IDC members. The races underscore the complicated political arithmetic in Albany, where Democratic infighting has meant Republicans were able to take control and prevent votes on liberal priorities such as gun control, abortion rights, and help for immigrants. Alexandria Biaggi, an attorney who has worked for Governor Cuomo and Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, is challenging former IDC leader Bronx Senator Jeff Klein. She said the Independent Democratic Conference for the past 7 years has blocked progressive legislation. Klein says he stands by the legislature's achievement while he was leading the IDC, including a higher minimum wage and paid family leave. All 8 senators who were members of the IDC face primary challengers this year. That's despite a deal which was worked out by Andrew Cuomo in the spring. It was supposed to end the feud. The New York State Senate schism was little noticed outside Albany until the election of Donald Trump. That galvanized progressives, and it put a target on the backs of former IDC members. Once again, the New York State primary is this Thursday. Thursday may seem a bizarre day for the New York State primary, but that's when it is. In other news, the Senate Judiciary wound up their questioning of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh late last week. It finished with questioning of witnesses about their concerns with an obvious Republican-Democratic split. Women who worked for Kavanaugh spoke to the nominee's support of women attorneys. This was in sharp contrast to testimony by a child with a pre-existing condition who said he spoke for all people with pre-existing conditions, another with asthma who worried about rolling back climate protections, and a Parkland student who told her harrowing experience living through the school shooting. She ended by saying, "Remember my story." NARAL President, National Abortion Rights Action League President Ilsa Hoag summed up the hearings with her organization's stance on Kavanaugh.
"This week simply affirmed what we've known to be true, which is that Brett Kavanaugh is not fit to serve on the Supreme Court, and a vote for Brett Kavanaugh is a vote to end Roe, criminalize abortion, and punish women."
Imagine there's no heaven.
And finally, the U.S. Postal Service released a new stamp honoring John Lennon. The commemorative stamp features a photo of him from 1974 on the roof of his Manhattan apartment building by photographer Bob Gruen. The stamp is designed to look like a 45 RPM record sleeve. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.
But I'm not.